And joining us now live on the line from Luanda is John Baptist. Good evening.
Good evening, Ima.
John, now Pope Benedict XVI has held a series of meetings in Angola since his arrival there at lunchtime today, hasn't he?
Yes, Ima, he has. In the evening, he paid a courteous visit to the President, Jose Eduardo dos Santos. And after that meeting, he addressed diplomats who had gathered at the presidential palace. Now, in his address actually was an appeal to diplomats to play a role in the social and economic transformation of the African continent. But the Pope noted that to experience real transformation, the continent must first of all experience peace, and that means the absence of war. And at the same time, to be transformed, Africa must play a primary role in designing the type of transformation that will benefit Africans. Therefore, partners in development should not create conditions that can turn Africans into passive receivers of development plans and solutions. The Pope talked also about the family and said it faces a lot of challenges such as unemployment, poverty, wars, disease, discrimination of women, as well as the exploitation of the women. But they said the church will continue to support and to defend the family.
John Baptist, later this evening, the Pope is also due to meet with the bishops of Angola and neighbouring Sao Tome. What are some of the most pressing challenges for the church in these two countries?
Now, the first challenge is harmonising day-to-day life with the Christian faith. Many people claim to be Christians, but their life contradicts the Christian principles. The bishops I've talked to here actually emphasise that point. Now, the second challenge are government policies that contradict the Christian faith. For example, Angola itself is a signatory to the Maputo Protocol, which, it says, guarantees the rights of women, including the right to abortion. Now, the Catholic Church certainly doesn't believe in abortion. The Catholic Church believes that life must be protected from the time of conception to the time of death. Another challenge is poverty, and another one is HIV/AIDS, the disease that has killed so many Africans. It is also visible here, Ima.
Indeed, John. And during his Angolan trip over the next 3 days, he has a series of appointments which will underline his concerns for the people of Angola. What is seen as the focal point at this stage of his African voyage in Angola?
Of course, the focal points are three. First of all, his meeting with youth. Now, these are the future of this country and the future of the church in Angola. So many of them have come from up country to receive him, and those I have talked to say they expect a message of hope from him. Now, the second point will be his meeting with the movements that promote the woman in this country. Now, Ima, in Africa, the woman is the central figure of the family. So the Holy Father will be meeting these organizations to encourage women and to give them the kind of moral support they need to continue promoting the well-being of the woman. And certainly the third focal point will be the open air mass that the Pope will celebrate on Sunday at Chimangola Square. There, the Holy Father will have direct contact with the faithful. He has come to Angola to meet the faithful, and he says he has come to strengthen them in the faith. The meetings he has had so far today, these are formal meetings. Here, the formality will disappear and is going to meet the people he has come to meet exactly.
And indeed, John, you will be there in Luanda, Angola, following all of those events for us live from the capital. So all our listeners can tune into the news broadcasts to hear more. Thank you, John.
Please, you are welcome. Thanks a lot.